Hello and welcome back to OT Talk with Mr. T, the show where we talk how to live occupationally with using fine motor and functional life skills, emphasizing the past few weeks and this week, maybe coming weeks, on functional life skills, mental health help during crazy times. So we talked the other days about guided imagery, visualizations, about calming phrases for kids. We're going to continue with some calming phrases, calming quotes to help ease anxiety. This time we're talking Reader's Digest, and then we're looking at Wise Old Sayings, an interesting name of a website. If your mind is racing with all the stresses and fears, especially in our crazy times, take a deep breath and think about these sayings. This comes with the help of Marissa Lilbert, and you'll instantly start calming anxiety and feeling in control when trying to focus on these different phrases and sayings. Think about the cue from Nike, just do it. And especially now, get past your current state, calming anxiety by being proactive. Even if it doesn't have the perfect outcome, at least you're moving away from the anxiety of trying to figure out your next step. There's no wrong decision as long as you do something to move out of deliberation mode, explained by Dr. Deborah Kissen. And this is what we have to do. We have to try to stop trying to find the perfect solution. Just take some movement forward, anything, even if it's imperfect. Give yourself a reality check. Think about the phrase, anxiety is uncomfortable, but not dangerous. Remind yourself that although anxiety is unpleasant, you're in no physical danger when your emotions are taking over. In a moment of anxiety, especially with panic disorder, people feel like, I'm not going to survive this. This is not okay to feel this way, the doctor says. It's not fun, but it's not dangerous. Go for gratitude also. I'm thankful for. We talked about this, talking about positivity and gratitude even in our crazy times. Take a moment to appreciate good health, your loving family, stable job. If you are zocha, if you're meritorious to have it, and if not, think about how you're given time to recharge, given time to focus your priorities, focusing on what your passion is or hobbies. Your brain can experience stress and gratitude at the same time, so it's an effective way to change your mindset, as explained by Dr. Heidi Hanna. When you feel stressed or brain fog, you could shift to a place of expressing gratitude for something in life that immediately starts to shift into a more restorative state. If your mind wanders, go back to feeling grateful. Also, mindfulness. Again, be here now. Calming anxiety in this way can help you stay in the moment then rather than stressing out about the worries and regrets. Your thoughts and sensations, notice them as they come. Shift back to what's happening in the present moment. Focus on watching your kids or washing the dishes. Get your thoughts in a more bearable state. If you're watching a movie with a spouse or a loved one, or you're watching even by yourself, just focus on the show, focus on the movie, whatever you're doing to calm yourself down. Try not to think about 100 things and just focus on what's in front of you. Don't get caught up with 100 other things. Give in. I surrender. When you feel overwhelmed by things you can't control, like gridlock traffic or your boss's mood, calming anxiety isn't always easy. Accept that bad things happen and give yourself up to the course of the day. It's the nicest thing because you're not trying to manage anything anymore, says Dr. Kathleen Hall. It's like hitting the delete button and we just have to give in for the moment. It will go away. This too shall pass. It reminds me of Gandalf from Lord of the Rings. If you guys are fans, I love those movies. But he says, you shall not pass, but this too shall pass. You know, even though it seems that it's not going to happen, even though it seems it's here for the long haul, even though it seems like it's never ending, God willing, it will pass at a certain point, and it won't be forever. At a certain point, hopefully we'll go back to a normal state, and this is just a transient existence, just a transient time period. Then think about how you can do it. Refer to yourself in the second person. It's like you're calling in a team of family members, mentors, or other loved ones to remind you you're not alone and in calming anxiety is possible. When you say, I can do it, it stresses you out a little bit because you're alone. But when you say, you can do it, you're calling attention to yourself, to action, as explained by Dr. Hall. Focus on enough. I have enough. I am enough. Say the first part while taking in a big gulp of air. I have enough. And follow with the second one as you exhale. I am enough. I am enough. The stress response often starts when people feel like they don't have the resources to deal with the demands being put on them, says Dr. Hanna. People are constantly told they're not enough. Well, you need to buy more, do more to be enough, to have enough. But it's letting go and relaxing in the moment, saying I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be in this moment. Recognize your panic. Anxiety is a false alarm. By definition, anxiety means you're feeling overwhelmed by stress or even when you're in no immediate danger. It's like being in a building with a fire alarm going off, but there's no fire, says Dr. Kissen. Calm yourself down by recognizing there's no need to panic. Fact check yourself. Feeling like I can't doesn't mean it's true. Say you're walking up to a party and don't think you can handle a crowd, or about to make a speech when you're prone to stage fright. Empower yourself with a reminder that your fears don't define you. If you explore your history, chances are you had a feeling that a million times and the situation ended up being okay, says Dr. Kissen. And then, I am loving. I love people around me. I love people in my life. I love different things in my life, and I can spread that love around elsewhere. Go for positivity. I can be my best self. Sub out loving for any word that you feel describes you when you're being your best self. I can do this. I love this. I like this. I can handle this. Close your eyes. Think about how it feels when you're embodying that trait, says Dr. Hanna. Use the values and feelings to guide you before you start your day so that you can react in a way you're proud of. We get focused on needing to do stuff all the time that we forget how we want to be, says Dr. Hanna. If you're having trouble thinking of a word, consider the compliments you'd like to hear from others. The mindset will help you figure out what matters to you most. And also, think about how this is an opportunity in our current times. This is an opportunity to blank. This is an opportunity to focus on a hobby. This is an opportunity to read all those books I wanted. This is an opportunity to build my website. This is an opportunity to build my podcast. This is an opportunity to be an author, a writer, a researcher. Whatever you want, this is an opportunity. Then you could say, I can live peacefully, I can live truly even with my anxiety. Even if you have anxiety, you still can live with it. It's still possible to do so. Lastly, I'll do the opposite of what my mind is saying. My mind might say run, but I'm going to stay. My mind might say jump, but I'm going to stay on my toes. When we think about these different mindsets, we can try to control them in the best way we can. Then there's some sayings from wise old sayings that can keep you calm also. We talked about a lot yesterday. I just wanted to bring a few more to you today. God willing, next time, before we finish this today, God willing, next time we're going to talk some activities on Zoom or video like we did a few weeks ago for some mental health and from some sanity. So remain calm, serene, always in command of yourself. You will then find out how easy it is to go along. That comes from Paramahansa Yogananda. And calm mind brings inner strength and self-confidence. So do what you can to keep that calm mind. You don't have to control your thoughts. You just have to stop letting them control you. Mind over manner. We can get into our mind and we can get them to stop controlling us. That comes from Dan Millman. The day you let go of the things that are weighing you down is the day you begin to shine the brightest. That comes from Katrina Meyer. We know what weighs us down. We know what can get us down and we know how we can get back up from them. Don't let it get you back down and don't let it keep you down. Patience is the calm acceptance that things can happen in a different order than the one you have in mind. Having patience going through things is the best way to try to go about a lot of things, especially nowadays. Just have the patience to get through things and try to get a little bit. When our day seems crazy, we just try to go hour by hour, try making it to that bedtime when we finally have a calm zone. And that was from David G. Allen. Amelia Clark says, long for the countryside. That's where you can get your calm and tranquility from, being able to come and find a spot of green. If you live in the suburbs, appreciate the grass, appreciate the flowers, appreciate the trees. If you live in the city, look for those trees or Google Earth it or use it online. Find it some way that you can have your serenity spot. You can bring it into your house. You can make a makeshift sandbox. You could bring in beach chairs. You could bring in sounds and sights from the calming spots and make it inside your own apartment or house. Corey Ten Boom says, worry does not empty tomorrow of its sorrows. It empties today of its strength. Worry basically takes away whatever you have today. Step outside for a while. Calm your mind. It is better to hug a tree than to bang your head against a wall continually. Rashid Agunlaro explains that again. Going outside really can help. If you have a house, you have a backyard, you're blessed with the backyard, it's fantastic. Just get out there. Get outside a little bit. Rito Gaudure says, keep calm because pain makes you stronger. Fear makes you braver. And heartbreak makes you wiser. Hopefully nobody ever has to go through any heartbreak, but our life experiences really gets us in different things. And Carl Jung is positive psychology to begin with. The most intense conflicts of someone, if you leave it behind, that's needed, but it could really produce valuable and lasting results. He's all about positive psychology and getting through to get your life more positive. Barbara Kingsolver says, stop a minute right where you are, relax your shoulders, shake your head and spine like a dog shaking off cold water, tell that imperious voice in your head to be still. Wayne W. Dyer says, being relaxed, at peace with yourself, confident, emotionally neutral, loose, and free-floating, these are the keys to successful performance in almost everything. Just different quotes to try to get us through these times and to empower ourselves. We have a couple more for you. Wayne W. Dyer says, peace is the result of retraining your mind to process life as it is, rather than as you think it should be. William James says, the greatest weapon against stress is our ability to choose one thought over another. Ralph Waldo Emerson, the famous author, nothing can bring you peace but yourself. You can control your responses to stimuli. You might not be able to control the crazy stimuli out there, but you can control how you respond to different stimuli. We're actually going to stop here. We're going to continue with Common Quotes Part 3 next time, and then we'll move over to some Zoom activities, God willing, here on OT Talk with Mr. T. And I'm your host, Mr. T.